This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
So there used to be a great, on the square in Medina, there used to be a great hot dog joint that I cannot remember the name of it. And then there was a great spot, I think, in Warren, also on the square. But like my favorite like hot dog spot is on, I think it's East 4th in Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
It's right next to the barcade there, where I've gotten into a lot of trouble in my life. And other than that, we have a great pizza scene here, both chain and local. We've got great like Italian scenes. Like we have so many good scenes, but like the, hey, we're going to do some crazy stuff with a hot dog and you're going to love every second of it.
Yeah.
It has been the thing that I've been bemoaned to Vanessa was just a little bit stronger in Charlotte. So the idea that it's exploding in Cleveland now, very nice.
It's going. But are you into the decorative hot dog, though? Because that's what these are. These are all the decorative hot dogs.
Describe what decorative
like, so
is.
So like the Flamin' Hot Cheetos on it. And
oh,
then
yeah.
Like all these other things. You know, yeah. it's not just the Barrio
version of you build your own hot dog or they have that kind of thing.
Yeah. It's not like, I mean, I don't want to mislead people and think that like we've come really far in the old ketchup mustard department when it comes to hot dogs. Like that's still just as obvious as it gets, but yeah, like the putting the specialty stuff on the hot dog, that scene's exploded in the, like 6 months.
And now you're going to need to give me a list of places that I need to hunt very shortly here. But as we get you ready for the football season, we're going to do a new bit, and it's going to be a weekly bit that we're going to do. And this week, we're looking at each of the AFC playoff teams from 2024, and we're going to tell you whether we're in or out on those team going to the season. We're going to kind of mix it up each week and do it a different way. But to do playoffs, schmayoffs, we got Jake Murren joining us. What's up, buddy?
How's it going, guys?
Good. You a hot dog guy?
Not a big hot dog fan.
You have some interesting food
actually
takes,
like?
Yeah. I mean, I'll eat a hot dog, especially if I'm at like a ballpark. For sure, I'll eat one. But a cheeseburger is just better 10 times out of 10.
Okay, that is not a bad take. That being said, you're out on steak, you're out on bacon, you're out on peanut butter and chocolate, you're out on hot dogs. Outside of burgers, what do you actually eat?
A lot of meat and a lot of chicken.
If we did a show version of the 9 dogs, 9 beers, 9 innings at like somebody's house or something, would you participate or no?
No, I would. Yeah.
I don't know. You're just such a little fella. I can't imagine you could do 9 beers, 9 dogs, and 9 innings.
I question it too. Like I think at the
I like
fifth,
that self-awareness.
That's good.
I think at like the fifth hot dog, I'll be like, all right, I do not want any more. Like the beers I could do, but the hot dogs, that would be the struggle.
My advice as a fat is you just put it in the back of your mind. right? When your body goes, no, that's too much. You just go, I don't even know who you are, and then just swat them aside.
I always wondered if I could do it, and then the 4th of July, I ate so many hot dogs that I'm like, the hot dogs aren't the hard part.
I do think you have to. We'd have to be stickler for what the beer would be.
I think it's a beer of choice.
Not if you're doing a light beer. No.
What do you mean not if you're doing a light beer?
It's got to be a real beer.
I do is domestic light and colds.
No, domestic is fine. Domestic is fine, but if it has light in the name, and you can't claim, you get an asterisk next to your...
I'm not drinking full beers.
Why?
It's twice the calories, friend.
Who cares? You're eating 9 hot dogs.
I know.
And
I gotta try somewhere. I'm the person that goes to the buffet and is like, "Hey, can I have a Diet Coke?" I'm trying, but that's my effort in that game.
That's your big mental block.
That's my big. Yeah. Well, I also like light beers better than I like full beers. I always have.
That is a crazy take.
I think that starts in college, by the way. Could you just afford the light beers? There's full beers you can afford in college.
I don't
know.
I've
always liked light beers better than full beers.
That is a
always
hot.
Have.
I mean, that is
always have.
That is
always
like
will.
A friendship defining take.
You
from
give me
you.
A domestic light and cold, and I'm satisfied. But it's got to be light.
And I'm fine. Give me any one of the Coors family. Give me any one of the Miller's family, the Bud family. Give me any of that, as long as it's not light.
You got to get the heavy.
No, it's just normal. It's not Bud heavy. It's just normal Budweiser.
I like the light.
Now, MGD is Bud heavy, or is Miller heavy. All right, let's get to playoff schmavs here. What's our first team?
Yeah, let's start in the AFC. Let's start with the top seed a year ago, the Kansas City Chiefs. They have a 74.8% chance to make the playoffs after winning 15 games last season.
I don't think that's a high enough playoff percentage. I am all the way in. I don't know that they're going to be the one seed, but I am all the way in. I see no reason to think the Chiefs are suddenly going to regress. I think this could be their bounce back to normal form in the regular season. Even if the wins don't show it.
I just say they went 15-2 last year.
Well, no, but I think the offense is going to be back. I think we're going to finally get back to that.
So they're going to make the playoffs. You have the best quarterback of this generation. I am worried about a Travis Kelce disappearance, though.
No, I think his disappearance was linked to the disappearance of Pat Mahomes last year, statistically.
I don't know. I'm worried about that.
Is it Taylor? You blame it on Taylor?
No, he's 36 years old. He's really old at this point for anybody, not just...
And he still moves pretty well.
Not last year he didn't, and not in that postseason game. So that the problem was 2 years ago he was saving it for the postseason, and then he was able to turn it on, and you saw the Jets go. And then this last year... He was going. Nothing else was really going with him. Especially that AFC title game. Oh, my gosh.
All right, we're both in on the Chiefs. What's the next team up there?
Yeah, next up we go to the Bills, who have a really high percent chance of making the playoffs. 81.1% chance, led by, of course, reigning MVP Josh Allen.
Yeah, I think this would be a weird year to say you're out on the Bills. Last year would have been the smart year, and they were still pretty darn good. They were in the AFC title game. I think this might actually be the Bills' year. I think this might be. Four years ago, I was all in on this was their year. They missed that opportunity. I think they got beat in the AFC title game by Pat Mahomes. This is the year. That was Cincinnati year. They didn't even make it to the AFC title game.
Okay.
This is the year.
They're obviously going to win their 6th straight division crown. That one's not really in question in any sort of way. I like the Bills pick in general. The concern I would have. They had a plus 24 defensive margin with takeaways, and that seems rather unsustainable. So maybe the defense takes a little bit of a step back. I don't know if the run game is going to be as good as it was last year as well. So time will tell on that one. But yeah, we're not in the business of betting against Josh Allen right now.
All right. So far in playoff schmaffs, we've had two very easy.
Yeah, I mean this is not hard.
And it's not up for debate.
McDermott, by the way, needs to have that Super Bowl season that you talked about, or else he's out of a job, I think. Yeah, I think this is the final year.
I think that's an underreported thing, just to what you were saying there. What's up next there, Jake?
Yeah, the Ravens going 12-5 last season. They have a 52.5% chance of winning the AFC North again this year.
That's interesting. I think that might be a little high of a margin. I'm going to say it right now, don't sleep on the Steelers winning the division. I'm going to piss everybody off by saying that.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app That's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, geez, they're not beating the Ravens.
They won 10 games with Russell Wilson, and I think Aaron Rodgers is better.
Lamar's 70-24 as a starter.
Yep, and those 24 losses come up this year. I do think they're in the playoffs. I don't think it's fait accompli they actually win the division, though.
I think it's one of the best regular season teams in the previous half decade that I would think we've ever seen. They're so incredible. It's just the postseason is what you have to worry about. And so, yeah, the Ravens are easily in. I hate how good they are.
I
and
hate
how
easy
maintained.
The top three teams were here, where there was no debate.
It really is.
The debate was, I think the Steelers might win the AFC North crown, just because I think this could be a year where we have a lot of 12-win teams as opposed to maybe one 14-win team and then a bunch of 11-win teams. But we'll see. What's next up on Playoff Schmaus?
Yeah, so those were the top three elite teams in the AFC. Now we go to the Houston Texans, who have a 54.3% chance to make the playoffs with about a 42% chance of winning the AFC South.
I hate what an absolute, like, easy path to the playoffs they have.
Yeah.
The only team that I think has a whispers, prayers chance in hell of unseating them and to get to the playoffs is maybe Jacksonville, if we were just all wrong on Liam Cohen. I don't think we are. I think this is an easy in, but this could be a year where they win 8 or 9 games and they're in the damn playoffs.
So this is the hard part. I have to take them out of the playoffs. I am going to take Jacksonville, even though I don't. It's not that I love Jacksonville. I just don't think the Texans do it again this year. They were not a particularly good team last year, even though they won a playoff game.
CJ's a real concern, too.
You had a bad offensive line, and then you took away Laremy Tunsil to make it even worse and tried to, like, redecorate this offensive line, and it just makes no sense to me what they're doing. It's almost like I'm just going to punish them for, I think they went about this the wrong way. That's what I'm going to do. I'm punishing them for, you didn't do this process right, and you're fumbling C.J. Stroud.
I think the only reason I have to say in is, here's your division: Indianapolis, Tennessee, and Jacksonville.
I can't find the team to overtake them, and I don't believe in Jacksonville. I really don't. That's where I have a really hard time with this.
Should we be buying dime stock? What's next up there, Jake?
After the Texans, we go to the Chargers with a projected win total of 9.2 games, just over a 55% chance of returning to the playoffs this season.
This one's tricky, because I think Harbaugh, we're in the window where I think Harbaugh does a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah.
And I think Harbaugh's going to win a lot with the Chargers. I don't know if he's going to win a championship, but I think he's going to win a lot. I'm in, but I can be talked into being out on the Chargers very, very quickly, especially with Slater being hurt.
I'm very in on the Chargers. The only concern I have is something we brought up earlier in the show, and what happens when Justin Herbert gets to the playoffs, face the Texans, and throws more interceptions in the playoff game than he had in the regular season.
So here's what I'll say.
Seems like a pretty good concern to me.
I think Denver, I'm out. I don't know if I should say that. I think that division is a two-team race. I think the Raiders are going to be really interesting. I don't know they're going to be a playoff team. I think it's between the Chargers and Kansas City, because I do think Jim Harbaugh is a truly great NFL head coach.
I think he's truly great. I like Herbert a ton. That defense last year ended up being one of the best defenses in the entire NFL. They had a streak that where they didn't allow 16 points in a game. It was like 5-6 games. Incredible. So I'm in on the Chargers. I like what they're doing. I'm buying all sorts of Chargers stock right now.
So far, I am out on Houston, but I am in on the Chargers, Chiefs, Baltimore, and Buffalo, and you are...
We're running the same exact thing then, okay.
All right, what's next up here?
Yeah, so we do have the Steelers here. Nick, you said you wouldn't be surprised if they won the AFC North. Well, this gives them an 18.5% chance of winning the division, about a 44% chance of making the playoffs in Aaron Rodgers' first season in Pittsburgh.
I am all the way in.
Yeah, I'm all the way out.
I think not even as a playoff team?
No, not even as a playoff team. I think this is the first year that Tomlin finishes under 500. I think they go 8-9 or 7-10 at best.
It feels a little too Tom Brady. This is the year he falls off the wagon for me. It really does. Like I hear what you're saying. I understand there's a boom or bust implication to Aaron Rodgers. And by the way, I don't think they get out of the gate particularly strong. I think there's a chance that the game you have in Pittsburgh in the first 6 weeks is one of the more winnable games you have this year. The problem is going to be once you get to mid-October and they kind of hit where they need to be. As long as they're patient and healthy, I think Pittsburgh's going to be fine. I think they're a guaranteed playoff team.
I think the real win is if people aren't calling for Mason Rudolph around week 13 or 14.
That's, by the way, Pony's already calling for him.
Well, Pony thinks he's just better than Aaron Rodgers.
Well, you can be wrong in multiple ways.
That's wild.
All right, let's wrap up the AFC. The Denver Broncos, a lot of people high on the Broncos this year. They have a 22% chance of winning the AFC West.
Well, they're not going to win the division. So I don't buy that. They do have one of the best defenses in the NFL. I don't know what to do with Bo Nix stock or not. I really don't. There's a part of me that wants to believe in him, and there's another part of me that just thinks he's just everything that Sean Payton wants him to be, but it's not like Sean Payton's going anywhere either. I disagree with you in the idea with that division. I think three teams can come out of the division this year, and I'd make the Broncos one of those teams.
So I think there's a decent chance that Denver and the Raiders are sitting at 9-8, and they're like the 8th seed and the 9th seed. Like it honestly wouldn't surprise me if the rest of that division, if everybody in that division was 500 or better. I just think there's a clear gap between the Chargers and the Chiefs. Sorry, the Chargers and Chiefs, so, and then the other two teams in the division. I'm out on Denver as a playoff
team. The only concern I have is last year they were 1-7 against teams that ended up in the playoffs. And like so against good teams, they just weren't good. But you saw in that Browns game last year, they can beat up on bad teams the best way imaginable. So, no, I'm still in. I'm in on the Broncos.
That was Playoff Schmayoffs. Next week, we'll look at the NFC teams after week one. In case we missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.